It appeared that a gasoline line was brought from the outside and into the building, down into the vault toilet. And the explosion and resulting fire burned hot enough to melt the whole toilet riser down to the ground. So what you see now is a hole in the floor and melted plastic around it. It burned the walls and blackened the inside of the building.
And when you say a gas line going in, what do you mean by that? Like dripped on the ground or?
Yeah, it appears that there's a line, a darkened line going into the toilet, as in somebody started the fire from outside and it spread, you know, and got away and it spread into the building and down into the toilet. So I don't know if something was dropped down in the toilet that was explosive, but it just burned long and hot enough to melt the whole toilet area.
Is the police involved?
Our law enforcement officer here at the Forest Service visited there with the fire marshal, and that's where they were trying to find, you know, the ignition site and kind of figure out what happened. And the same toilet was vandalized a couple years ago. It wasn't this damaging, obviously, but it could be the same people. You know, there was a gas line into the building, and it actually burned the vault toilet pipe, the vent pipe. So that had to be replaced a couple years ago. It burned that hot enough to melt parts of it, and it wasn't usable and it wasn't sealing. So that vent pipe, which is, you know, about a 12-inch pipe, got replaced a couple years ago.
So what does this mean for the man-made hole toilet now? Is it something that the Forest Service can fund and fix?
That's the plan. Our funding levels are really low this year, so as well as this event being detrimental to, you know, a public recreation site, it's detrimental to our budget. It will be replaced, but it's closed right now indefinitely. Obviously, people can't use it in the state that it's in. There's no toilet that exists at that site. This is by far the worst case of vandalism I've seen in about 10 years of working in Developed Rec. And, you know, we get spray painting, we get bullet holes in signs, we get trash that we pick up, but nothing this detrimental and dangerous, really, if you're dealing with gasoline.
All right, well, thanks for that information. And
yeah.
If anybody does have any kind of information about the incident, who should they call?
They can call the Petersburg Ranger District at 772-3871.